Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Roger that. News sources that there is serious talk of Antifa having a nationwide protest slash riot. I think it was like November 4th or 3rd.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the doctor of this republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Okay, I'm not exactly sure if this is working. I am in the process now of trying to figure this out. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Hopefully this is working now. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, what has happened, why this isn't working. My settings seem to be exactly the way they always were. Awesome. Thank you, Flycatch. I don't know what I'd do without you. I've had this show for, oh gosh, it's going on 11 years now. And I've never had so much trouble with the audio. Go ahead and read the article that I had started the show with that actually didn't come by. It was written by a good friend of mine, Kathy Hinners, who is an expert on encroaching invasion of Sharia law on the issue of America. And the article that was written is on Daily Roll called The Lie of Islamophobia. What occurred in Christchurch, New Zealand was a horrific, heinous act against humanity. The response that followed by scores of left-leaning media outlets and organizations was the new trend to harshly criticize those offering thought and prayer and labeling it Islamophobia rather than what it was, murder. Murder is against the law. Islamophobia is not yet being the operative word here. The aftermath of crime is the focus of this article, not the event itself. Crimes of every nature occur every second in America to every type of person, regardless of their race, religion, or sexual orientation. It seems, though, any crime that has happened to a Muslim is based on Islamophobia only. Islamophobia has become a weapon used by Muslims to attempt to silence any and all types of criticism. And I'm glad that I got that fixed so that it's now working. So that's a good thing. And I appreciate Flycatch for always being there to help me when it comes to that kind of thing. But Islamophobia, like I said, has become a weapon used by Muslims to attempt to silence any and all types of criticism and exposure. Islamophobia, when first coined, was meant to mean a fear of Islam. Since that definition didn't have the desired impact or outcome, the term was redefined, as they always do on the left, the term was redefined to mean Islamophobia is rooted in racism and is caused by hatred and discrimination. Ah, yes. Changing the meaning now encompasses more than criticism or being exposed. It means anything that occurs to a Muslim or is negatively spoken about Islam is now Islamophobia. They want you to believe Islamophobia equates to killing. And Flycatch says something that is really, really true, and we have to think about this. When the Muslim population reaches 13%, they will implement the full range of Islamic law, and that's Sharia law, folks. That's what I said in the first place. That's what I've said over the years. Sharia law and our Constitution are not compatible. One or the other has to go. And if you don't care for America, then that's fine and dandy. You have your rights to your thoughts. But I can guarantee you that once the Constitution is gone, your rights and your freedoms and your liberties will also be gone. And Flycatch says, presently the MSM is working worldwide, is working hand in hand with Islam. And they are. Absolutely. They are working hand in hand with Islam because they want this to happen. To help with what happens to the United States, they don't care. They're already rich beyond most of our desires. And the problem with this whole thing is that Americans have a very short attention span. They don't look farther down the road. Where Muslims, just like Cat says, they are very patient. They've been doing this for centuries. They know that what they want is going to take time. That's just like the Democrats have been using their mantra against us, trying to take our freedoms away. And they're actually winning on that too, because here we are 25 years from when Reagan was in office or thereabouts, and things are happening now that would never have been allowed Reagan was in office, because the liberal left is chipping away at our freedoms with every chance they get. They will push for more than they can get. They know it, knowing that they won't get everything that they're going after, but they will get a little bit, and they always do. And that little bit just constantly encroaches on our freedoms, just as Islam is now encroaching on our freedoms. We now have over 30 training camps for Muslims here in the United States, all over the United States. And I'm going to talk about this one later on. We have 30 of them where local law enforcement is not allowed. Here in the United States now, local law enforcement is not allowed. Local law are not allowed because they're under their Sharia law. What other country in the world would allow this within their borders? guarantee you folks that it would not happen in Islam, Iran, Iraq, Syria. It would not happen. Anyone who goes against them in those countries get killed. Yeah, and that's something Flycatch says in there. There are liberals and leftists. These two groups are not the same. And they will try to make you think that they're going after the same things. And in some of the areas they are, they want to take our freedom away. But in one of the ways they want to, but they don't care that our freedoms getting taken away will be essentially theirs too. They don't care. On the other hand, want to take our freedoms away, but they do not want to lose theirs. But with this whole thing about Islamophobia, when it was first coined, was meant to be a fear of Islam. Since that definition didn't have the desired impact or outcome, the term was redefined to mean Islamophobia is rooted in racism and caused by hatred and discrimination. Changing the meaning now encompasses more than criticism or being exposed. It means anything that occurs to a Muslim or is negatively spoken about Islam is Islamophobia. They want you to believe Islamophobia equates with killing. And I just lost myself here. Equates with killing. By promoting the false narrative that exposing or speaking out against Islam leads to violence or death, Muslims are hopeful pressure by those that embrace and support them will eventually lead to laws similar to those in the Middle Eastern countries. And we cannot do this, folks. We are treating Muslims as a race. They are not. Muslim is a cult. Nothing more. They are led by a man who was a pedophile and a murderer in Egypt. Counterterrorism and protest laws are used as a guise to arrest those using the internet to criticize their government. But blasphemy or apostasy laws are applicable if one dares to denounce Islam or Sharia law. While it is difficult for many to wrap their head around, Muslims believe Islam is superior and meant to dominate, just as many understand the end goal, which is the return of the global caliphate, where in fact Islam is dominant. With the incident occurring in New Zealand, supposedly at the hands of an anti-Muslim deranged man, Islamic groups here in America did not waste time urging Americans to fight against Islamophobia. The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, or AKA Hamas, pointed to research showing a rise in anti-Muslim sentiment since President Trump was elected. This was predictable. Trump's been to blame for everything that's gone on that's been bad for this nation, don't you know, since he's been in office. That's what the leftists say. That's what the Islamists say. That's what Ilhan Omar says. That's what Tlaib says. That's what they all say. Not true. The Council on American Islamic Relations pointed to research showing a rise in anti-Muslim sentiment since President Trump was elected. Their national executive director, Nihad, said President Trump needs to assure Muslims that they are protected and that he will not tolerate violence against their community. Of course, this statement is not true, since many reports of violence or harassment against Muslims have been proven to be bogus, with the Muslims often committing the actual crimes themselves to intentionally up the statistics on crime against Muslims. President Trump is working to protect all Americans, not Muslims only. But that's what they want. They want him to protect Muslims only. And Flycatch put something in the chat room that he says this happened 4 hours ago, and the American media is totally quiet on this whole thing. And I'm trying to find it here. It took me to a whole link of things on the New American site. So I'm not sure which one it is. But the top one shows a picture, and it says a UK official mocks man's Christianity, says it's not a religion of peace. And they want us to believe that Islam is? I don't know. It you know, besides the false reports that are going on, this shows only a few. The FBI statistics from 2017 shows that Muslims are not the most victimized group in the world. Jews are. But from the report of the lamestream lying liberal media, we would never know this fact. But continuing on that story from Daily Roll Call, she included in this a table showing religious bias against everybody. 58.1% were anti-Jewish, 18.7% were anti-Islamic or Muslim. That's quite a spread. 58% against Jewish, 18% against anti-Islamic. 4.5% were anti-Catholic. 3.2% were anti-multiple religious groups. 2.4% were anti-Protestant. 1.8% were other Christian things. 1.4% were anti-Sheikh. 1.4% were anti-Eastern Orthodox, Greek, Russian, other. 0.9% or 15 offenses were anti-Mormon. 0.9% or 15 offenses were anti-Hindu. 0.8% or 13 offenses were anti-Jehovah Witness. 0.5% or 9 offenses were anti-Buddhist. 0.5% or 8 offenses were anti-atheism or agnosticism, etc. 4.9% were anti-other, unspecified religions. Another group always seeking attention is the American Muslim Advisory Council, or the AMAC, based in Nashville, Tennessee. Their statement regarding the New Zealand mosque shooting blamed President Trump and the Islamophobia of the $200 million industry. A side note about AMAC, its current chairwoman, Zulfat Suara, a Nigerian who just spent time in her homeland, has failed to condemn and call for the end of violence Nigerian Muslims just committed against Nigerian Christians by slaughtering them in their places of worship over the last few days. And the media on this is totally silent. The obvious attempt to promote the false story, only Muslims are vilified and massacred, just shows the intentional deceitfulness of their message. It's a disgrace. Hundreds of real pious people are being killed, and the media and Muslims only find their story worth time. It's time to see Islamophobia for what it is, non-existent and a lie. How much more are we going to allow Sharia to creep into our society? And mark my words here, folks, Sharia is what this whole thing is about. They want to live under Sharia law here in America, which means, my friends, if that happens, we will all be living under Sharia law, and our constitution and religious freedoms and religions that keep our freedoms intact will be gone along with our freedoms. We will lose both if we allow this to continue, and then we will be nothing more than dead if we don't embrace Sharia and the Quran, which I never will. Our freedoms be damned. I swear, this whole thing is just, and I saw that's one of the things I was going to talk about the Muslims killing hundreds of Christians in Nigeria. This whole thing has got to stop, folks. We think that, okay, well, that's happening in Nigeria. It's not going to happen here. But look at it. We have Ilhan Omar in our Congress. She hates America. Every word she talks about shows her hatred for America and for our ally, Israel. And in another article that Kathy Hinners wrote, Ilhan Omar and her Islamist colleagues are a danger to the U.S. And they are. Ilhan Omar is exactly what she is supposed to do. Follow the doctrine that calls for the domination of Islam throughout the world, but specifically to infiltrate the United States government where she has the power to effect change. Do not think for one second it cannot happen, because it already is. This excerpt from the Muslim Brotherhood Manifesto, which calls for the destroying of the Western civilization from within, is something we need to remember here, understanding the role of the Muslim Brother in North America. The process of settlement, which they are already passed on this one, is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan must understand the Ikhwan is the Muslim Brotherhood, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers, so that it is eliminated and God's religion, Islam, is made victorious over all other religions. Without this level of understanding, we are not up to this challenge and have not prepared ourselves for jihad yet. It is a Muslim's destiny to perform jihad and work wherever he is and wherever he lands until the final hour comes, and there is no escape from that destiny except for those who choose to slack. But would the slackers and the mujahideen be equal? This excerpt from the Muslim Brotherhood's manifesto calls for the destroying of the Western civilization from within. Muslim activist Ilhan Omar, who now is a U.S. Congresswoman, just duped her Democratic colleagues by shaming them, not condemning her for using anti-Semitic language on more than one occasion. While the resolution does not include condemnation for anti-Semitic remarks, it also includes what the Muslims have defined as hate speech, better known as Islamophobia. Bingo! Another big step for shutting down those who speak the truth about Islam. And I'm getting all kinds of good links here. Flycatch gave me another one. www.theirreligionofpeace.com Christian attacks, and I will bookmark this site here. I'll get it put up here and bookmark it now, because it's essentially what it is. It shows a list of terror attacks on Christians, and there's a lot of them. March 17, 2019, Burkina Faso, in the city of Djibo, D-J-I-B-O, three killed, one injured. A priest is kidnapped and three security personnel are killed by militant Islamists. This is the religion of peace, folks? I don't think so. 3-11, 2019, in Nigeria, 46 killed. Zero injured. A pastor and his wife are among 46 villagers massacred by the Fulani terrorists. This is the religion of peace, folks? I don't think so. 3-10, 2019, Nigeria. One injured. A girl is injured when two suicide bombers detonate prematurely during an attempt to kill churchgoers. Well, at least they detonated prematurely. That's was a good thing. But the girl was injured. In Nigeria, 3-1. In Borno, 4 killed. 4 Christians are executed by Boko Haram after refusing to renounce their faith. This is a religion of peace, my friends. This is a cult. Nothing more. Reminds me of the James Jonestown massacre down in Guyana, where all those 900 people died because their leader decided, oh, we're going to all commit suicide because nothing's going our way, so we're going to commit suicide, men, women, and children. And then on top of that, a U.S. congressman was killed down there too because of it. This is where we're heading, folks. We got to get away from this. And there's a whole list here on this list on this site that he gave me. It's a huge list. The ones that I read, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, four of them were just in March alone. Then in February, there's another 1, 2, 3, another three where 32, 33, 43 people were killed. Then in January, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or four of them where 43 were killed. Folks, this is coming to America if we do not stop this. And I've got this site bookmarked, Flycatch. Thanks for giving me that one. That one is a good one. And I've got it bookmarked. I'm going to read up on this one, but it's like he said in the chat, it is a cult of death and destruction. Religion has nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. Now we're letting them into our government. Ilhan Omar is just one of the latest. But we've had Keith Ellison in there for a long time. We've had here in Indiana, we've had Carson. He's Muslim. He follows the dictates of the Sharia law and Quran. You think this is not by plan, folks? They want to take over this nation. They've told us they are taking over this nation for years now. Says currently there are 3 Islamists in Congress, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Andre Carson. Keith Ellison left his congressional position after he was elected attorney general in Minnesota. They should all be gone, but they're not. Each one has ties to Islamic organizations whose goal is to destroy the West, and we're electing them to Congress. Are we insane? I don't think so. I think we're just being duped. A lot of this has come from the fact that our schools do not teach anymore. They don't teach our history anymore. They do not teach the history of Islam anymore. They don't teach us anything anymore. We are forgetting our past. Because of that, we are going to be doomed to be replacing it or to be repeating it. About 3 years ago, I had made mention one thing, that America was at the same point that Germany was in 1938. You remember before they elected Hitler? Before they put Hitler in charge? Thankfully, America voted in to the presidency a man who is trying to keep his promises to the American people. And who's against this? The Democrats, almost to a man, are against Trump on this. They're saying he's destroying America. They're saying that everything he is doing is destroying America. But right now we've got the one of the best GDPs we've had in a long time, and that's disappointing in America. We've got the lowest unemployment in Black and Hispanic people in the history of this nation, and that is destroying America. Unemployment is lower than it's been in a long time, and we've got fewer people on food stamps now than we've had in a long time, and that is destroying America. The idea on this whole thing, folks, is that America is being led down a path that not many of us realize which way we're going. People like Flycatch in the chat room, he knows. He reads it. I see from the things that he has put in here. He's put, out of everything he's put in there, he put everything in there that I have seen except for that last one. And I've heard about the last one. I'm now going to look at it because I've got that bookmarked. I'm going to look at this. I'm going to read it. I'm going to put it out. I know my friend Kathy Hinners down in Tennessee right now is being vilified by a lot of people because of her stances on what Muslims are doing to the United States. And she's one of authority. She's been a cop. She knows what's going on. And she now has the daily roll call, which actually shows people constantly what is going on in Tennessee, what is going on in the United States, how many training camps they have. A lot of this I'm getting from her. We need to be afraid, folks. We really need to be afraid. But Ilhan Omar is supported by the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, or AKA Hamas. Congressman Andre Carson is a member of the United States Council of Muslim Organizations, or the USCMO, the first Muslim Brotherhood political party in the United States. And this is only the tip of the iceberg, folks. The more Islamists elected into powerful positions, the more we can expect fundamental drastic change to our country. This year, over 50 Muslims were elected into positions of power across the United States, ranging from local school board members, which means that our children are going to be indoctrinated more, to Congress. The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, or Hamas, has vowed by 2020 to have 200 more Muslims ready to run. It's not about pious people running for office or refugees or immigrants trying to assimilate to be part of the system. It's all about power and the ability to be in a position to affect change, drastic change. When a person is sworn in office placing their hand on a Quran, they are pledging allegiance to their ideology and the system, beliefs, and laws, not ours. One of the things that I've constantly been saying, if they're going to put their hand on anything and they're going to become somebody who's going to be part of our government, their hand needs to go on the Bible, not the Quran. Because if they're not willing to put their hands on the Bible to swear their oath of allegiance to this country, they are not swearing their allegiance to this country. Only to this country, the one that they want to make. A few years ago, every Muslim Brotherhood front group formed a coalition which became their first political party in America, the United States Council of Muslims Organization. The Muslim Brotherhood is not a political entity we should be recognizing or working with, as Barack Obama led Americans to believe. Now, the following is an excerpt from the documentary, The Grand Deception, to better describe or explain the Muslim Brotherhood here, folks.
The very same political party that has vied for power in countries such as Egypt has also been setting up front groups 5,000 miles away. For decades now, the Ikhwan, or the Muslim Brotherhood, have operated secretly behind the scenes in America. Their influence reaches from the halls of academia, to Hollywood and the media, even to law enforcement, and to the highest levels of political power.
The Muslim Brotherhood is an international movement, the goal of which is to create an Islamic state universally, all over the world. The Muslim Brotherhood operates in various countries around the world. And as we learned in the course of our investigation and our work, the United States was one of those.
Okay. And the things that we have to know this, folks, the United States is one of these countries. The thing that we have to realize here, folks, is the Muslim Brotherhood is the organization that the Islamists are using to bring America down. And we have people high in our government who are part of this and deception. The Muslim Brotherhood and its sister groups are represented in U.S. Congress by Ari Carson, Rashid Omar. CARE, or Hamas, wants to be sure many more are elected into office. While many Americans believe it can't happen here because we have a constitution to protect us, it is already happening. Members and supporters of a group whose goal is to create a new civilization with religion as its facade received a huge victory thanks to Ilhan Omar. The Democratic Party passed a resolution that will eventually stifle anyone from revealing the truth about their plan. Step one is completed. We let it go much farther, and we might as well kiss our freedoms and our Constitution goodbye because that is their intent, and giving them this kind of power just makes this whole jihad possible. Are we awake yet? Are we?
We will be right back after these important messages.
No one can really imagine what lifestyle our military families live while they serve to protect us, both foreign and domestically. These families say goodbye to their loved ones for months and even years at a time. They miss births, birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, first steps, first words, and they are sometimes not even recognized upon their return. They move every 2 to 4 years, their children have to go to a new school, make new friends, and just to keep up with all the changes and losses while their parent is gone is hard work. A lot of people don't realize the financial burden of relocating a family time and time again. Not only that, but insurance rates change every time, coming up with first, last, and deposit for an apartment if there isn't housing available to you. Traveling home for emergencies that the military doesn't cover. The list goes on and on. People think the government covers all costs for us, and it's unfortunately not true. Because of all the troubles they have, families are at times in need of help and greatly need our patriotic citizens to give them a helping hand by sending in donations. Sam Fam Inc. is a nonprofit 501c3 foundation that is dedicated to helping America's active military. We understand that separation is difficult, and being a single parent while your significant other is protecting our homeland is a burden that few can relate to. Our mission is to provide support, protection, and help boost morale and peace of mind for the active duty military. We also want to assist retired veterans. The families we help are chosen through essays. Now here is where we ask for help. Right now we can only accept checks made out to Sam Fam Inc. That is SAM-FAM, Inc. 18 Eastern Avenue, Sacow, Maine 04072, and that's the SACO. Make sure to put my name or one of the other members' names on there so this can be credited with the right person. Your donations are tax deductible. Thanks in advance, and God bless.
On a remote 22 acres of land in Dover, Tennessee, sits a small community of Muslims living in mobile homes. Some running businesses out of their residences, others traveling to Nashville for work. In 2010, local television and reporters from various media outlets visited this community called Islamville to determine whether reports claiming these Muslims belong to an organization called Muslims of America were true. Apparently, one particular news story drew the ire of many of its viewers for spinning it as a terrorist training camp, and eventually all talk of Islamville stopped. 5 years later, in a community newspaper, Muslims from Islamville welcomed Danny Peppers, a staff writer for the Stewart County Standard, giving him a glimpse into how they live and pray. What they also gave Peppers was an official press release package that identified them as the Muslims of America. A fact sheet was also attached that revealed they were founded under the direction of Sheikh Sayyid Mubarak al-Jilani, and included the names of other villages such as Hancock, New York, the headquarters, Red House, Virginia, and Jessup and Commerce, Georgia. The Muslims of America, or MOA, is an organization founded by the Sheikh Mubarak Ali al-Jilani from Lahore, Pakistan. Jilani is the leader of Jamaat al-Fukra, who was responsible for the 2002 beheading American journalist Daniel from the Wall Street Journal. According to the FBI, in this investigative document from 2007, they state, based upon cumulative investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which has occurred in numerous field office divisions, MOA members have participated in 10 murders, bombings, and 2 explosive bombings with 1 attempted bombing. The documented propensity for violence by this organization supports the belief leadership of the MOA extends membership to pursue a policy of jihad or holy war against individuals or groups it considers enemies of Islam, which includes the U.S. government. Members of the MOA are encouraged to travel to Pakistan to receive religious and military terrorist indoctrination, and they're not terrorists. They're receiving terrorist indoctrination from the Sheikh Jilani, who leads an organization in Pakistan known as the Quranic Open University. Well, there may not be a sign at the entrance to Islamville in Dover, Tennessee, acknowledging their presence. They have admitted not only are they TMOA, but they were the one of the first locations chosen for this compound. Clearly, the Muslims of America, a.k.a. Jamaat al-Fukra, exist in Tennessee. Islamville is one of dozens of compounds throughout the United States, with most located in remote strategic areas, using religion as their right to exist. But they are not religious. They have remained off-limits to law enforcement, deeming anyone that questions them as Islamophobic, haters, or bigots, but the question remains, should they be allowed to exist? Undoubtedly, some will defend the residents of Islamville, stating they are peaceful, keep to themselves, and just want to practice their religion. But once again, it's the broader picture of their beliefs and connections that are important and alarming. The Muslims of America consider themselves the only indigenous American Muslim organization functioning within the United States, but with a Sufic twist. Sufism is a mystical and ascetic form of Islam, often using ritual practices, doctrines, and institutions. The Muslims of America believe their founder, Sheikh Jilani, has perfected curing mental and some physical disorders through the Abdul Qatar Institute of Sufic Sciences, which is a unique body dedicated to the practice of the El Jilani methodology, or which was pioneered by El Sheikh Jilani in 1976. They utilize the healing power that they say is found in the Holy Quran to cure so-called incurable diseases. Their headquarters in Hancock, New York, is also the home of an international Quranic Open University, which, according to the Clarion Project, is radical indoctrination designed to ensure loyalty to Jilani. One female student graduate thesis was about how a Satanist Zionist conspiracy framed Muslims in the attack of the World Trade Center. There are as following as the audio that I was going to play but don't have the time for it. It is called The Third Jihad, and this is on Kathy Hinner's site, The Daily Roll Call, and it's dailyrollcall.com. It's all there if you guys want to see this and hear it. It's called The Third Jihad, and it is about us, folks. We are in the process of a jihad against us. We are losing our country to these people, and that is their intention. We really need to wake up before the point of no return is hit, and that's coming fast. We are out of time for today. Like I said at the beginning, I was going to do this show for an hour, and I'm glad that Vorpa Byte was in the chat room. He mentioned the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood, Hassan al-Banan, is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose the laws of all nations and extend its power to the entire planet. See what they want for us, folks? They want to destroy this nation as founded because they want this nation to be an Islamic nation. And that happens, folks. We lose all of our freedoms, plain and simple. And our Constitution will be gone. I guarantee you. This is Robert the Infidel Guarding with this episode of the NWCR show. And we will be back next week with a full 2 hours next week, hopefully, as we have, like I said, this week kind of caught me by surprise again. I'm still not used to this daylight savings time yet, so I'm letting the day go by too much before I start doing anything about it. I got an hour's worth of stuff out of my chat room, but we are working on getting ourselves back into the swing of things. We will be back next week. So God bless America. God bless our troops. And as always, we will not be ruled. Have a good week. Okay, as the song fades out, I want to say one last thing about this whole thing with Islam. Vorpal Byte said in the chat room something that is very, very important, and we need as Americans to remember this. The man who does not think it is America's duty to fight for her own sake in the view of the infamous conduct of Islam towards us stands at a level of a man who wouldn't think it necessary to fight in a private quarrel because his wife's face was slapped. Think on that one for a while. I will see you next week. God bless you all. Have a good night.